Anheuser-Busch lays off hundreds of workers amid Bud Light boycott. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 26, 2023. Bud Light parent company Anheuser-Busch laid off hundreds of U.S. workers after Bud Light sales declined for months following a collaboration between Bud Light and transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Anheuser-Busch said the layoffs would impact less than 2% of its nearly 18,000 U.S. workforce. While we never take these decisions lightly, we want to ensure that our organization continues to be set for future long-term success, Anheuser-Busch Chief Executive Brendan Whitworth said in a written statement. These corporate structure changes will enable our teams to focus on what we do best, brewing great beer for everyone. Corporate and marketing roles at major U.S. offices, including St. Louis, New York, and Los Angeles, were eliminated, The Wall Street Journal reported. Conservatives began the Bud Light boycott in April after Mulvaney posted a video to social media celebrating his first year of womanhood while flaunting a Bud Light can that bore his likeness. Anheuser-Busch's market value plummeted by billions in the months following the boycott. Bud Light's competitors, like Modelo and Coors Light, have seen sales skyrocket in the time since the boycott. If Bud Light continues its double-digit declines for the balance of 2023 and Modelo Especial continues to grow at 10% or greater for the balance of the calendar year, then it's probable that Modelo Especial surpasses Bud Light as the number one selling beer in America on a calendar basis, Bump Williams, CEO of Bump Williams Consulting, told Fox Business this month. The Arda Group, the glass bottling company that includes Anheuser-Busch as a partner, has also laid off roughly 645 employees following the decrease in Bud Light bottle production. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.